Soon he led me to the front of the house and went away without speaking a word. In time, a servant came, holding the antique kimono wrapped once again in linen paper. He presented it to me with a bow and then escorted me to the Baron's motor car. I cried quietly in the back seat on the way to the inn, but the driver pretended to take no notice. I was no longer crying about what had happened to me. Something much more frightful was on my mind, namely, what would happen when Mr. Ichoda saw my smeared makeup and then helped me undress and saw the poorly tied knot in my obi and then opened the package and saw the expensive gift I'd received. Before leaving the car, I wiped my face with the chairman's handkerchief, but it did little good. Mr. Ichoda took one look at me and then scratched his chin as though he understood everything that had happened. While he was untying my obi in the room upstairs, he said, "Did the Baron undress you?"
"I'm sorry," I said.
"He undressed you and looked at you in the mirror, but he didn't enjoy himself with you. He didn't touch you or lie on top of you, did he?"
"No, sir."
"That's fine, then," Mr. Ichoda said, staring straight ahead. Not another word was spoken between us.